There's lots of great characters in footy. We've come across many of them over the journey, Wispy, and our next guest is one of those. He also happens to be a premiership-winning coach, which puts him in very, very rare air, and was outside the AFL system for a while. He was doing his own thing. He was at the amateur level. He was at VFL level. Melbourne have given him the opportunity to come back into the fold as a development coach, and as we read yesterday, Ed Langdon saying that he hasn't seen a person have as much impact on a club, and there's very, very good reports coming out. It also helps when the team that you're at is undefeated, I guess. Mark Williams has been good enough to join us on the line. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Gary and Tim. Yes, aren't I a lucky man to be popping up at a club that's won four in a row?
Well, or is the club lucky to have you, and then they've now popped up to four zip?
No, the fact is I'm thrilled and just so thankful to get the opportunity to be involved. And it's a wonderful place, a great coaching group and a great group of players, and really loving every minute of it.
What do you enjoy most about that role now, or being back at AFL land?
I sat and talked to, I was out on the MCG having a kick before the game with Greg Stafford. We were checking out the which way the wind was blowing, and just to think that you still have the opportunity to be out there doing that, the things you love. And obviously I've been involved in footy forever, and as a teacher, the opportunity to teach the technical stuff to the players and to be able to develop players, see them improve, that gives me great joy.
And Mark, we keep hearing from people that, have been away from the game, from the AFL game, the elite game for a period of time. Everything's changed now. You need to have these new younger people in that do it in a completely different way than what it was done previously. Is that true? Is that how you've found it, going back into AFL football?
No. There's certainly a bit more technical stuff in regard to the game plan and the running patterns, all those sort of things. And we whether it's Troy Chaplin or Adam Uzo with their offense and defense stuff, they take care of that, and Greg Stafford with the forwards. But I look at the technical stuff in regard to things that we'd all know. Can you kick? Can you win contests? Can you tackle? Can you apply pressure? Make sure that they understand the game plan. They have to be smart enough to be able to recognise the situation in real time. And you need to be able to run. And, I think they are pretty consistent, those four things. And, if you can do those, you're going to be a really good player and you're going to be a great team.
So I always have this thought about coaching when I think about it. If you can win their hearts, you win their heads. Is that something that you subscribe to? Are you a relationship builder first, so that you get comfortable with them, they get comfortable with you, they see where you're coming from, and then you can get them to do anything?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. I think you need to be genuine with them. You need to point out things that they need to improve on. But certainly, if you don't recognise and praise people and respect what they're doing and then reward them, it won't work either. So everyone wants to improve, and they don't just want to hear what's the matter. They want to know what the solution is and then hold their hand to get there. And that's the sort of stuff that I like to do.
So take us through a typical day, if you can, Mark. We're talking Mark Williams, the development coach. I don't know if that's your official title or not, but can you give us a sort of a snapshot of what your day would be?
depends on what day it is, but generally during the week it's, I look after the development of all the players, so whether it's the oldest player or the youngest player, trying to make sure that they understand what they need to do to improve, just see how their welfare is, check with that as well. But at the same time, then it's, talking to the coaches, they're in charge of the lines and individual groups of people, where I'm looking and saying, well, they probably need a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and working together with them so that the drills are all ticked off and covered. And then is it under pressure? Is it easy? Is it hard? Can we add something? Can we keep tricking the mind to make them motivated to keep doing things, but they're not quite the same all the time, so that there's always a little variety to it that adds a little edge to it. It's always, you know, bringing it closer to the game style and the actual game environment so that they can handle it under pressure.
Mark is...
Then we do, you know, craft sessions. I also, the David Nietzsche Academy, the DNA Academy. So I work with the first to third year players, and we do a variety of things in regard to just making them, you know, sound citizens and also understanding the game plan. But also it might be, you know, working with computers and understanding how they work. And, you know, so I teach them some life skills as well, which is also fun.
So important too. Who runs the Gary Lyon Academy there at Melbourne?
Well, that's the advanced version of the David Nietzsche Academy. We haven't got to that yet, but I know that I talked to Gary not too long ago about having him come to talk to the first year to third year players, and you know he quickly put his hand up and wants to be involved. And you know I'm completely thrilled with that. Great teams, and you know as Melbourne being a wonderful traditional club, to have ex players around the place, it's just great, and that's what the players need to see, and I'm fully supportive of all that, and try and get as many people as possible around the players to tell their stories, because storytelling is so important to the beliefs of the club.
We had Kane Corns on yesterday. He talked about your coaching techniques and some of the quirkier things you did. He spoke about a car driving around the field with a sunroof open, and you had to get players to kick into the sunroof. Are you still rolling with that one?
No, I haven't tried that yet, but... there's always something that, you know, I'm mindful of it. Try and find a different way and try and don't be satisfied. If people can't do one particular thing, look for another reason, another way, another solution, bring other people in, seek expertise. You know, I was watching a Japanese guy win the Masters, and, you know, the way that he was preparing with his putting, and I was videoing that and showing it to all the coaches and the young players in regard to perfect preparation and feedback and all that stuff. And, you know, I don't care where it comes from. If there's a great technique or a great idea, I'll certainly throw it past the group to see if it hits anyone and, you know, inspires someone to get a little bit better.
Mark, what did you pick up with Matsuyama's putting technique? What was it that caught your eye?
Well, the fact is he brings the ball back, brings the club back perfectly straight and delivers it straight every time, just like you have to do for goal kicking. And you know, whether it's shooting darts or goal kicking or you know, free throw in basketball, it's about routine and about being able to deliver it under pressure.
Hey, Gary, you've got a photo there that was taken, I think, pre-game.
Yeah, there's a photo of you out. I don't know whether you've seen this photo, but AFL Media, I think, took the photo, and it's you and Neville Jetta. I'm assuming pre-game, and you're leaning into him, and your heads are touching, your foreheads are touching. Now, you may not even remember the moment, but it's a beautiful snapshot of, I think, the impact that you are most likely having on this group. Can you remember the moment?
No, you know, prior to the game, I'm just talking to Neville about, you know, his performance and where we can get to and how important he is to the group. You know, he's played an unbelievable role with helping Cozzy Pickett and everything. You see, Cozzy, he and Matt Whelan have done a wonderful job. You know, Cozzy's been through some real tough times in the last few months, and to be able to deliver what he's doing, it's a real credit to Neville as much as Cozzy. And Neville's form has been fantastic. So we, you know, I love the Aboriginal boys. I have a great connection with them, and you know, we're getting some great results, and look forward to them playing better and better every time. And you know, as I said at the start, you have to be genuine with people, and if you have that real connection, you get great results.
Hey, Mark, some of the clubs and coaches have been talking about the COVID-19 effects on the finances at football clubs, clearly, and being under-resourced in football departments. How have you found that? Do you think, or is it what you remembered when you were back coaching at AFL level?
Well, last time I was coaching was the Richmond group, and, you know, very similarly, I can see lots of parallels with Melbourne. You know, a club that hadn't succeeded for a long time, and then start to get a bit of a spark and belief in each other, and it's amazing where you can get to. But you know, back then we had three development coaches. We've got one now, and you know, so you're probably doing a little bit more work. But The opposition analysis. I heard Bevo talk about, you know, not much time. You know, we have one guy there, Sam Radford's doing a great job, providing oppo, but you do spend quite a lot of time. But that's everyone loves it. Everyone puts football right up there in their priorities. And if you want to be in it, that's the sort of time you spend. So, I've been really enjoying it. You know, our members, I'm sure, are starting to see something. I got great joy walking off the field after the game and looking to the members and seeing how happy they were, the faces, the smiles, and just thinking about how many more people are out there. I can remember the great times in Melbourne and Melbourne Collingwood games. How the oval and the grandstands would be full, and I just know that they're sitting there waiting to see, and we need them to sign up and jump on and really enjoy the ride as it's coming along, because a lot of exciting times are coming ahead very, very soon.
Is the fire still there for you? Would you, having stepped back into it now in the role that you are in the AFL role, the elite level, is the fire still burning internally for you to want to be that coach again, the AFL coach again?
No, honestly, I really enjoy doing what I'm doing. It's so rewarding to see young players and all players, the whole group. You know, Goody's such an open and easy to talk to coach who's just soaks up information, wants to chat about, what you might do, what do you think here, some senior coaching talk that, between Richo and Goody and I, we can always help each other and reflect on things that have worked in the past, and having people that are open to suggestion is just a great environment to work in, and one I'm really enjoying.
Beautifully said. Now, Mark, I want to ask you a question, and I know you'll take this the right way, and we've known you as Choco for a long time, and I find myself almost always calling you Choco, but we are in much more enlightened times this year, and we would never want to do anything that is seen to be disrespectful. Can you just give us the – because I know a lot of people who are listening would be thinking the same thing. Can you give us the origins of the nickname? Should we never use it again? Or I hope this is question's okay for you.
Yeah, it's totally fine for me. Yeah, I don't know. There's a long history. You know, my family do come from Jamaican slaves, so there is definitely a line of blackness in me, and I'm very proud of it. I wear a Black Lives Matter hat with great pride, and I'll stand up for the black people around the world as much as anyone else. But I don't take any offence at it at all, and anyone that wants to call me that can.
Mark, it was someone who said to me that it wasn't related to colour at all. But that is that true or not?
Well, mostly, I because there was a guy named Roger Lutis who was a full forward for West Adelaide. I played with at school, and he came up with it. I certainly tanned up very well in the summer. And also, I used to eat chalk wedges at lunchtime at school. So he added those two things together, and that was it. So it was a combination of the colour of my skin and the ice cream I ate at lunchtime. So there it was.
Okay, mate. Well, I just needed to ask. We had a lot of people texting, and sometimes we just need to clarify that. We love what you do. I love what you're doing at Melbourne. There's a lot of people that have texted us through while you've been talking, and they also are so thankful that you're back in the system. So we appreciate you jumping on, and may there be more success.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of, people getting to say, congratulations. And I really thank them. And once again, I thank Melbourne more than anyone, and Richo and Goody for giving me the opportunity. So I'm here to repay them and push them as far as we can to delight our fans. And as I said, the girls were so, brilliant over the last few months, and we need to at least emulate them, if not get better.
Good on you. Mark Williams joining us there this morning. Melbourne development coach. He's having an impact. These fans can jump on board. If you're not a member, head to melbournefc.com.au.